This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Tomorrow, leaders of the European Union's three most powerful countries will discuss how and when to help the U.S. and Iraq. It will be their first meeting since a bitter dispute about the Iraq War, Britain joining the invasion and France and Germany opposing it. The three nations are seeking common ground on a U.S. draft resolution at the United Nations, which could encourage more foreign troops and money to be sent to Iraq. Most analysts say prospects of agreement are slim. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
French President Jacques Chirac is already in Berlin with German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder, where they've been talking about how to kickstart Europe's economy. Tomorrow, the two European leaders of the peace camp will be joined by British Prime Minister Tony Blair, the Bush administration's most steadfast supporter in the invasion of Iraq. But the chances of them agreeing on how to help are slim. Daniel Gross, the director of the Center for European Policy Studies, says part of the problem is that only one of the three leaders is in any kind of rush.
The fundamental difference is just that the UK Prime Minister has a deep stake in seeing Iraq succeeding. His own political future depends on this, whereas the French and the Germans have only a marginal interest. All they want to do is to contribute a bit at the margin, but making certain that they are not engaged very deeply so that they can extricate themselves should the resistance increase in Iraq.
As it turns out, the kind of help Chirac and Schroeder are willing to provide would allow for a quick exit. Yesterday they said they would be willing to provide training for Iraqi police and soldiers. But their offer of help doesn't mean they are giving up on their main complaints about the U.S. draft resolution at the U.N. Chirac and Schroeder say it doesn't give a big enough role to the United Nations. They would also like the resolution to turn over political power to the Iraqi people more quickly. But the United States argues you can't rush a handover of authority if it is to be seen as legitimate. Still, the spokesman for the French Ministry of Foreign Affairs said the French were keen to find some kind of agreement with Washington. Hervé Ladsous.
Very clearly, our objective of restoring Iraqi sovereignty as soon as possible very much remains on the table. This is the way we believe we should go with the international community. But let me stress again that we are working in a very constructive spirit with all our partners, especially in New York, and that is the spirit in which we are handling this.
French officials wouldn't say if their offer of police and troop training would require a UN resolution first, but a German diplomat said his country could provide such training without a UN seal of approval. Carsten Voigt is the coordinator of German-American cooperation at the German Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
It's very clear we were against the war. We foresaw a couple of difficulties in the aftermath of the war. But having said that, we are definitely interested in the Americans and the British succeeding, meaning we have an interest that they can create a situation of stability there.
The problem for the Bush administration is that the offers are for training, not for troops or money. France and Germany are European military powers with peacekeeping experience that can actually pay their way in Iraq, unlike Poland and other countries that required American financial assistance. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.